Hey there, welcome back. I hope you're blessed to have one of these. You know, what they call a match made in heaven. Soulmates. You'll see what I mean. Let's go get started. Peas in a pod? Birds of a feather? Well, sorta. But we were way more than that. This week's episode, Cold Feet. After we met in English 101 in college, we both knew. She was sitting next to me and whispered, "I swear, if Professor Jenkins starts talking about his dangling participles, I'm going to bust out laughing." Well, right there I knew. It wasn't one of those cosmic star alignment things or the cliched love at first sight things, but I knew. Oh, this crazy girl, she was somebody special. "Bobby, if you aren't going to step up and ask me, then, well, I'll just have to do it myself." It was only our third date, but Annie, she announced that to me at Luigi's that night, a nice little Italian restaurant, just two blocks off campus. She drained her cabaret and looked over at the bar. "Hey, Tony, two more." Then she looked at me. "So here it is, Bobby. I'm going to marry you. You got that?" Well, it turned out we didn't even wait for the graduation. She married me the next semester. That's pretty much how things went for the next 68 years with my outspoken life of the party, Annie. My crazy girl, Annie. The yin to my yang. Oh, Annie, you make my participles dangle. That always got me a playful slap. And then a smile. Oh, the adventures we had. Lived in her folks' basement for a year until we got on our feet. My art history major wasn't exactly in high demand. We hiked and we biked mountain trails until she got pregnant. When she wouldn't listen to her doctor, I had to convince her to quit. We raised two sons and one precocious daughter, just like her mother. "Y'all turned out better than I thought you would," she always kidded them when they came home at Christmas with their kids. She looked at me in the corner booth at Denny's a year after we retired, two half-eaten grand slams in front of us. "You know, Bobby, we got the damn money. Screw the 401ks. I'm going to make you get out and travel more." And so we did. The Grand Canyon, Hawaii, Key West. Then our one and only trip to Europe. Annie hated to fly. "Eh, kind of fuzzy. Needs a good cleaning," she told the guard standing next to the Mona Lisa. Oh, I could feel Da Vinci cringe when she completely trashed his perfect sumato blending of shadows and light. Oh, listen to me, Mr. Art Major. That was always my Andy. Yeah. You heard that right. Was my Annie. I hate cancer. Since it took her from me 2 years ago, it's been tough. Damn tough. Oh, I miss my crazy outspoken Annie. Now I take long Saturday morning walks on the river trail like we always did. Sometimes when the fall weather is a little blustery and the leaves rustle, sometimes, Mommy. I stop and look up in the trees. Honey? Annie? And then sometimes, while I'm reading in the den, I can hear it. Way out in the kitchen. Honey, is that you? When we went to bed, Annie, who never weighed more than 118 pounds soaking wet, always snuggled up close. "These damn feet been ice cold since the day I was born," she'd giggle as she wiggled her two little icebergs in the small of my back. "Warm me up, Bobby." So I did. All over. Some nights, when I have trouble falling asleep, I'll put an ice bag inside of one of her pink fuzzy socks, the one she always wore to bed. I tuck it next to my back, and then I fall asleep, dreaming of my dear, sweet Annie, my crazy, cold feet Annie. Last night, I woke up when I felt her freezing fuzzy pink socks against my back. "Honey, is that you?" I just smiled and fell back to sleep. This morning, I got up early and went out to the kitchen to make my coffee. Wait, what the heck is that? Lying on the counter. Her fuzzy pink socks. Thank you.